Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So what's new? There's a lot that's been going on.
There is. So I thought we were doing this last night, and I was going to start, and I'm still going to start with, guys, it's been a year since Kobe and Gigi passed away, which is fucking bonkers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's been a year since that happened, but it's crazy. Every, you know, we're like reminded of it every so often, you know, and I like have to, I'm like, holy shit, yeah, that happened. Crazy.
It seems like it happened like a couple months ago. I can't believe it's been a year.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, it happened in, you know, obviously a year ago yesterday, and then so much more bad things started happening, right? When we got hit with the pandemic and a lot of people got sick and unfortunately so many people died. It was like the beginning of just a snowball effect of shit.
That we're still in.
Yeah.
It
definitely sucks. It's still kind of surreal. You don't believe that he's gone. Because there's so much footage of him.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's horrible. It still makes me sad. It's really, because he was really one of the all-time players. And, I mean, he came in when we were, like, really getting into basketball and really crazy about it. And it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Sure. You know, it's like one of those moments, right? You never forget where you were when you first heard. You know, that's one of those days for me. You know, came back.
I think it was a Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was a Sunday. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Sunday.
I'd come back from a long run, and I don't bring my phone with me. And, you know, Katie's like, where you been? Have you heard the news? I'm like, no. And, you know, I was like the last one to find out. It was it's just terrible. And everyone involved, you know, I mean, it wasn't just Kobe and his daughter. I mean, it was like seven other people who,
yeah,
you know, it's just awful. Awful. And do they still know, like, you know, what happened or, you know, it's just like juice, like you said, so much shit. Just kind of like happened right after that, like, you know,
It sounds like they were flying in some really inclement weather. They were flying in kind of an environment where it shouldn't have been doing it.
Right.
But you know, I don't know. Nothing really is. Even if they find out, I mean, nothing really is going to help. You know.
Oh no, I know.
It sucks, and you just feel for the family too, you know.
Yeah, pretty bad. But all right, let's move it along here. I think, you know, it's one of those things. But where should we go next, guys? I mean, we got Super Bowl, we got NBA heating up, we got Salah.
Let's go
Salah,
football.
Bro. I think Salah's got to lead off because
okay.
This is a New York fan jet pod. So this is our guy. We got him.
We got
and
the
he could kick your ass. He could kick your ass. We got two of the toughest coaches in the NFL: Salah and Judge.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Our the MetLife coaches will, you know,
Salah looks like Mr. Around. Clean.
Let's hope he can coach. But I mean, I haven't heard one bad thing about this guy. He looks like a head coach. He seems like a head coach.
Yeah.
The players respect him. He's had great units. Like his defensive units his teams are always top rated. He's young. He's energetic. He's totally the opposite from Gase. I mean, when he left the Jet complex and they said he was flying down to Florida to interview for Philly, I was so mad.
Yeah, you were like, flipping out.
The top guy I wanted. I was like, what are they doing? You know, and then, you know, they proved me wrong. They came back and they got him. So, you know, it's up to him now to see if he can coach.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But I'm happy.
He's one of those guys, like, one of those coordinators that you, like, you would recognize, like, every game. Like, every time the Niners were playing, you know, he'd be fired up on the sideline. He'd be like, damn, this guy's, like, you know, he's just one of those guys you knew. So, the fact that, you know, he's the Jets coach now. And what's funny is, you know, he's from a place called Dearborn, Michigan, which I just found out has the highest Middle Eastern population outside of the Middle East or something like that. And he's Lebanese first.
Michigan?
Yeah, Dearborn, Michigan. It's a Detroit suburb. So it's like the, you wow. know, it's like the West Nyack of Detroit, basically. And
Okay.
And yeah, he was on an interview and he said it's the highest Middle Eastern population outside of the Middle East. And he's Lebanese, first Muslim coach, which everyone keeps asking him about, but, you know, of course. And yeah, he says all the right things. What's funny is, you know, how he calls, he says he feels like he's home, which is kind of funny because right. he interviewed with the Lions, which would have been home. So it's just kind of funny that, you know, he's sitting next to Chris Johnson and Joe Douglas, which, you know, Joe Douglas is probably fine, and saying, you know, this felt like home. So that was kind of refreshing to hear, I guess. Just kind of funny.
Yeah. He wanted to come here. I guess he told his wife after the interview. He said, if they call me, he's like, if they call me back, we're going to New York.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, that was the number one job. He sees a lot of potential here, which I always thought it did. That's why it was the dumbest thing when people would say, why would Trevor Lawrence want to go to, like, shut up. Like, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
Gase won't be here. They have a ton of money.
Ton of
he's
picks.
Still playing in the New York area. A ton of picks. And it's only up from here. So, you know, he saw that. And Douglas clearly gets these guys more respected. If it was McCagnan or Idzik doing this interview, this guy's not even probably interviewing. But, you know, it's totally different with the actual football guy, GM. And it's good. I'll give the Jet ownership credit. They got out of the way. They said, hey, you pick it. We'll sign off on it. But, like, this, you get the guy. And I guess the coach is finally going to report to the GM now instead of going to the owner, which is good. That's how competent organizations work.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That reporting structure never made any sense to me.
No, because you have people going behind each other's back. That's why, like, I think Bowles would go behind McCagnan's back. And I don't know how McCagnan won that battle, but right when Gase came in, like, he pretty much got McCagnan fired. McCagnan was terrible, but the way they treated that was a joke. They had him do the draft and free agency, and then they fired him? What are you doing? All because Gase didn't like him, and he wanted his guy in. And
then his guy was a really bad look.
Ended up firing him. So,
right. Yeah, it's refreshing to, you know, see someone talk about the Jets as a, you know, almost like a competent franchise. So that's good to hear. And the only thing I worry about is with Salah is he's got six kids. I have one kid, and it's like insane. You six kids, and you're gonna be an NFL head coach. And he's got one on the way. He's got one on the way. So he's going to have seven kids. And I think he's only like, what is he, 41?
40? 41?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he must have been popping him out at like early 20s. Yeah, that's props to his wife, I'm sure, because he's going to be, you know, in the facility, I'm sure, like almost all the time. So,
yeah.
Unless he's that's like a lot of work.
Unless he's like an Arians, you know, and we'll get to the Super Bowl and Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles, you know, congrats to them. And Brady, of course. But Bruce Arians has like a strict, like, 9-to-5, like, schedule.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Which is cool. You know, he's like, you know, we have families, like, that's so important. Like, you know, living at the training, you know, like, Gase would, like, almost like brag. Like, oh, I don't know what's going on out there. I've been studying plays and, you know, like, okay. Didn't translate.
Right.
So, so we'll see. Maybe he likes that work-life balance. As long as it translates to wins, right? So, whatever works.
Yep.
But
that's it.
But another thing that's interesting is it seems like he has a pretty strong liking for Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that is lip service and he's just saying that, but I mean,
well, that video I sent, remember that on Instagram a couple hours ago, he's like, it was like 3 minutes of just like going in about how much he loves Sam.
Yeah, I mean, he fits this offense to a T. He's mobile, and he, you know, using rollouts and play action, and like pre-snap motion, something that Gase never ever did. And even if every fan would say, like, you see online, why don't they do this? Like, it's just common basic stuff. So they'll make it so much easier for him. I hope the Watson thing comes true, but I don't know. You know, I love Watson, but I'm kind of conflicted. So,
well,
what's better, like a good Darnold with a ton of stuff around him, all these picks set up for the future, or Watson and like all those picks are going to be gone, and who knows what else?
You're right.
But the thing is, what you could do is you could get Watson, and then you still have a bunch of money. And Watson is the type of guy that's going to attract free agents to come. So you could just like say, okay, we're punting on the draft on X amount of picks, but we're going to get, you know, a top three, top four quarterback who's still very young. And we just use our money and try to get as many free agents as possible. You know, in the NFL, you can go from 3-13 to 13-3 so fast. Yep. So
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I've been saying I'm cool with that. Like, I'm not ready to give up on Sam. I'll give him one more year, right? Because if he sucks, he's a free agent, right? You let him walk. But if he is good. I mean, he's got to be, like, really good, right? If he's just, like, average, that's kind of nerve-wracking, you know, because you're going to have to really make a tough decision. But he seems to fit the offense. And, yeah, like you said, Juice, they have a ton of picks, a ton of cap space. So, but at the same time, Watson is, you know, only 25 years old and probably top five quarterback in the league, fair to say?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
So, but when has that ever happened where a quarterback gets traded or signs with another team at this young age?
Like without a scandal or anything or
like I'm trying to
injury.
Think. Like can you think of another quarterback that's done that? I can't think.
How old was Breeze?
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Definitely in his 20s.
But I think he was a free agent. They just let him go. He was a free agent.
I think
agent.
He was older, though.
Because they... What happened?
I think he was older than Watson, though, when he got...
He
when
was
he
a
left
little
went,
older, but I think the main thing with him is they were worried about his, like, shoulder. So,
Yeah,
but that age, I mean, he's healthy. He's in his prime. He's not, like, a jerk off the field. So... I can't think of anyone, honestly.
Right. So it's kind of, and you know, he seems to be friendly with like a lot of NBA players. I think a bunch of the Nets were like supposedly getting in his ear. You know, Durant, Kyrie, whoever else. Well, probably Harden. Yeah, I think Harden definitely said something. But you know, are NFL players going to start doing like what the NBA players are doing, like forcing trades, signing with other teams? Like, is that going to start to be a trend?
I hope not.
I know. That'd be weird.
Really hope. I hope not. I think it's a lot harder to pull off in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot harder. But it's weird, though. Watson hasn't said anything publicly.
No. He keeps liking certain things on Instagram and whatnot. But which, you know, kind of could say it all sometimes, but... It seems like he wants to be a Jet, which is also refreshing, right? It's Salah, Watson, these guys want to be in Florida.
Not
Park.
Even him, like other players on other teams are like, that's the best fit. It's weird. Like,
I know.
Other
it's kind of weird. It's like a
media
setup.
People.
It's like a setup.
Yeah, I don't know how if I can deal with this prosperity.
Yeah.
Of being a Jet fan.
Yeah. But it seems like the only way the Jets fuck this up is if they draft Wilson from BYU, right? Zach Wilson at number two.
Yeah, he just I don't know. He rubs me the wrong way. I think he'd be a disaster here.
Juice, you like him, right?
I mean, from what I've seen in college, like the very limited highlights and the things I've seen, I like his arm. I think he's good, but I also don't know. I think you guys said there's some off the field issues or personality things with this guy. I haven't gotten into that yet. I usually start my NFL draft coverage like right after the Super Bowl. So in another 2 weeks, I'll know exactly what I'm looking at. But if for the number two pick, I think they'll move that before that happens.
Right, right. He's just got such a punchable face, I think, is kind of what we concluded. And he's supposedly like a hothead, pretty boy douchebag. I don't know. Who said that, Paul? Like, that was like an article.
There's
right?
a bunch of articles. Whatever. But, I mean, Darnold's, it's a big thing to be able to deal with the New York media. And one thing that Darnold has been amazing at, especially for being on a terrible, franchise for 3 years now, being a top three pick, he's been great, right? I mean, he knows how to handle the media, like, perfectly.
Absolutely. He's world class. Like, I mean, he's
very Eli in that regard.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I don't know. I just have a feeling this Wilson, that's a huge part of being able to be a quarterback here, how you can handle the media. And I don't know. I've seen a little bit of this guy talk, and like from what I've heard, I don't know. I don't see it. And it's BYU. That you can't compare that to, USC.
No.
Right? Like, no. You're dealing with a lot more, media exposure there than BYU.
USC is almost like a pro team out there.
Yeah,
it's serious. It's big time. They're like,
I really do believe if you put an offensive line and some talent at wide receiver, Darnold's going to be good. He's going to be decent.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's going to be best. He's not going to be best quarterback in the NFL, but he's going to be good enough to win games.
Paul, you said it. I mean, he's world class. Like, he's just such a sweet kid, and he's been through it all with the fuck, with mono and, bad coaching and seeing ghosts and all this shit, injuries.
And he never threw anybody under the bus. He could have thrown Gase under the bus even when, after he left, during the season, before, like, never said anything bad. Some people don't like that. They were kind of like hoping, hey, show some balls a little bit, get mad,
right?
But that's just the way he is. But I like it like that. Like, even keel on the field, that guy, he runs over linebackers. Like, he's tough.
Yeah.
Like, I don't worry about him.
Well, he had that
decision making.
Yeah. Oh, what were you saying? Is decision making?
Yeah, that's the one thing. And I feel like a lot of that is the coaching that was put around him.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, he had that one run. What was it, against the Broncos, I think, with the juke for the touchdown.
Oh my God.
I mean, that was like, what the fuck? And that's something Salah mentioned as well, is just his, just kind of like his running ability, I guess, is. And he's actually better throwing off on the run, it seems like.
Exactly, which is what this offense does, and what Case never did, ever.
I know. Case, it's mind-boggling that guy is supposed to be an offensive genius. Like, what? And has he gotten a job yet? Because he was interviewing with quite a few teams.
No one's hired him. I have a feeling.
Signed with Alabama yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him going there, actually.
Well, there was like rumors, being Saban's, assistant something. I don't know.
It's kind of like rehab for NFL coaches, you go to Alabama. Yeah.
That's true. So it sounds like the Jets have a pretty good problem on their hands. I know some Jet fans who want to keep Sam. I know some Jet fans who are like done with him and want to go for Watson. So it's interesting.
And I get both sides. I totally get both sides.
Absolutely. So we'll see. But it's the Super Bowl. We got a good one coming. You got the GOAT versus the future GOAT. Is that a good way to put it?
For sure. Future GOAT.
Yeah. So, Brady, what else can you say?
Number 10. This is number 10? 10 Super Bowls now?
That's just absurd.
10?
14. I think of his 19 seasons, he's been the championship game 14 times. That's like unreal.
Yeah. I know we're Jet fans and we're programmed to really dislike Tom Brady, but now that he's gone, do you like, I'm kind of seeing myself like been rooting for him a little bit. Is that weird to say?
No, not at all. I've actually been a Tom Brady fan since the Atlanta Super Bowl, since they came back against Atlanta in the Super Bowl. After that game, I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done hating. I can't do this anymore. He's amazing. Like, there's just, I just bowed down to him, like, after that game. And Juice, you've always loved him.
Yeah, I have a real good appreciation for everything that he's done. I think he started out as the hero, you know, defeating the Rams when they were 2-touchdown underdogs.
Right. Yep.
And for some reason, you know, certain dynasties are hateable, certain ones are likable, and Patriots always fell towards the, you know, the hated team. But I always had an appreciation for how he handles himself, and he's just he's a good dude. He really is. And that's after even playing him twice in the Super Bowl. I still like Tom Brady. I'm happy for him, but I don't know if they can beat that Chiefs juggernaut, man. That's a beast of a team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, both teams have weapons. All types too. Good tight ends, speedsters, you know, you name it. It's and both defenses are good. Chiefs actually have a pretty underrated defense, I feel like. Or maybe it wasn't underrated. I don't know. And then Tabos with his defense.
Tabos.
I'm happy for him, you know?
I'm happy for him for sure.
Yeah.
And Arians too.
Yeah. Like, I just like those guys, and you know,
Mike Evans.
Yeah. So I wouldn't mind seeing. I mean, kind of ends the Brady Belichick discussion, right?
that's another thing. That's what I like about it, because now it's kind of like, you know what, Belichick is going to be hearing things like, "Hey, your whole career, you were carried by Brady, man."
Yeah.
So
yeah.
now it's his turn to like show that he can do it without it. So
yeah.
If he doesn't do that before he retires, then he's got to live with that.
Everybody is quick to say, oh man, like, this is proof, but why can't they both be great together?
No, they are. They are.
No, they are. Right. They are. Because they 100% are. But that's not going to stop the chatter from some people, and that's going to eat at him. You know that. He's so competitive. Skip, he's going to think like
Skip Bayless, Colin Coward, they're all going to run with it.
I'll say Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time in the history of sports, you know?
It's definitely, yeah. You got a good argument.
But yeah, I did notice that people are already saying, well, this is proof that, you know, yep, Tom Brady was the real reason why they won. But I think it is definitely a mix of both.
You needed
both.
It goes both ways. And, you know, will Belichick ever get back there? I don't know. Maybe they get Matt Stafford and, you know, improving some other things, and they're right back in the mix. I don't know who they're going to go after as far as quarterback.
They need a quarterback.
They'll probably draft, what's his face? Mac Jones. Do they call him the Joker? I saw.
Who? Mac Jones?
Yeah.
The Joker, huh?
Yeah.
No idea.
I thought I saw that earlier, that like that's like his nickname, but it might just be like a Bama thing. Let me see. Mac Jones, Joker. I don't know, but he's pretty good. So
I'm seeing now, I guess this could affect the Watson thing, that the Texans are going to hire David Culley.
Culley. Who's this?
So he's Texans? Baltimore Ravens wide receiver coach. Yeah, the Texans. This like kind of came out of nowhere.
Wide receiver coach for the Ravens?
Nobody wanted that job.
Yeah, they really screwed it up. So,
well, you know, unless
Watson like wanted this, then I don't know, man. He's gonna be like, what the frick?
Yeah.
But if you're screwing up, right? Why not hire Bieniemy? Like, what's wrong with?
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Going that route.
He was like the hot name.
Yeah. I think people with him, they just assume that it's all Andy Reid.
Maybe. Maybe he might have interviewed like bad. like teams knew, you know, like, oh, wait, he doesn't know what he's talking about or something.
Could be
like
that, but I would just be skeptical, like, of Reed. I mean, Reed is just, I think he's, that's him. That's his thing, but.
Yeah.
Regardless, there's been a lot of a lot of crappy candidates have been hired in the past, and he has a hell of a lot more of a resume than those guys, so he definitely deserves a shot.
Absolutely.
Is Myrtle Beach taking the year off?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he's going to the beach.
That's what my Philly source said. He's probably taking a year off. So.
All right, yeah. Not bad.
You have a source in Philly?
Well, I was telling you guys last time. I have a coworker who's originally from Philly. Shouts to Seth.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Bully. But anyway.
Bully.
Yeah. So the Super Bowl, it's gonna be. You know, it's gonna be. Is it gonna be like a
high scoring?
High scoring.
Yeah. Let's get some predictions. What do you guys think? What's gonna happen?
I'm thinking like it's gonna be a close game for sure. That there's gonna be a lot of points, which is great for the fans and for the Super Bowl viewership. I'm thinking I just can't go against Mahomes right now. He's just on another level. But going against Brady though is very tough too. But I'd say I'm gonna go with 35-31 Kansas City.
What do you say, Juice?
I have a very different opinion. This is you know, I'm going to say we are due for another blowout. You know, maybe not as bad as the Seahawks when they played the Broncos. Not that bad. But I'm thinking one touchdown and a field goal, maybe 10 points for the Bucs and something like 44 points. I think they blow the lid off. And part of me thinks that way is because this is the second year in a row. So they've been there. And they're comfortable. They know what they're in for.
Yeah, you make a good point. I mean, I was going to say like 38-33 Chiefs. I envision kind of a similar game to the Packers Bucks game, but going the other way. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But Juice, I mean, that can go that way too. I mean, the Saints killed them both games this year. You know, like the Bucks, they're not in every game. You know, they've gotten smacked around.
I'm gonna say blowout, but people are not gonna say, "Oh, it's a terrible game," because everyone's gonna love watching Mahomes do his thing and all the spectacular, you know, touchdowns. But the best part of the Super Bowl is gonna be the weekend halftime.
Ooh, I'm blinded by the schmuck. By the schmuck. By the schmuck.
Injected into my veins. I can't get it enough. Well, everyone commercial. Else, all my, everybody else in all my group chats, like Adam Marecchio, he wants to blow his brains out every time the song comes on.
Well, that freaking commercial.
I love it.
I say, ooh. I'm blinded by the smoke. Yeah.
That song is like perpetually, it comes in my head like once a day. It's
easy,
really annoying.
Easy. And the his face, that's fake, right? That's a gag.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Thank God. I was afraid for a while. Like, what?
Yeah. He started posting pictures recently of how he really looks and, you know, normal pictures because I think the NFL wanted to make sure that he was like look good or had a good image going into the halftime show.
Right. Jeez. Yikes. But and then how many fans are they allowing? Like, what's the? Because I know
22,000.
22,000.
And that stadium fits what? Stadium is
it
what?
It should be all 60 frontline workers, friends and families. Hopefully that. I think that's what they said. It's going to be most of.
And this is the first time a team is hosting their own Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Is it okay? But it doesn't really matter as much because
you wonder what it would be like if it was a normal year, you know, not in pandemic and you could fill it up, how much of a home field advantage would be, or would these people be priced out? Well, obviously the prices would be huge.
Oh,
it was such a demand. It would be the scalpers dream. But yeah. I mean, oh my God, can you imagine Brady Mahomes, Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay? Like,
huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scalpers would have been, ooh.
Yeah. Well, now, ooh. Now.
Seventh.
Okay.
No, I was going to say 7,500 tickets to healthcare workers that get to go for free is awesome.
That is awesome.
That's should be great. More.
Should be more. Just give it to all of them. screw the actual, like, you know, fans. Yeah, and I guess teams, well, the Bucks are already there, but like the Chiefs can't come into the Tampa until 2 days before. So there's going to be no Radio Row or any of that shit, right?
I don't think so. It's probably going to be very low key.
Yeah.
Because they can't risk any exposure. Yeah. You know, can you imagine the day before Tom Brady tests positive for COVID?
Oh my God. Dude.
No.
Hey, what do you do?
He would play.
I think they would cover it up 100%.
They'd cover it up because you can't postpone it. You'd have to cover it up
100%.
or they would. They would cancel it and postpone it.
They would never do that, but they would literally give him 100 tests. 99 could be positive, but the one negative, they'd be like, yep, those are all false positives. Yeah. He's playing.
Yeah. Yep. It'd be nuts. And Gronk would definitely get COVID, for the record. Like, if any player would get it, it'd be him. But
yeah.
But I don't know if
I'm sure a lot of these guys have already had it.
Well, Chiefs had a pretty big problem with it, didn't they? At one point? Didn't they have a breakout or whatever?
Yeah, you're right. I remember that.
I don't know about the Bucks though. Florida's, you know, different. Florida, they live wild down there. Wow, Shmo. It should be good. I don't know. Is it just the weekend doing the halftime, or is there? Because usually there's like a few artists, right?
There's rumors that other people are coming, but I'm not too sure who.
True. Anything we're missing from the big game?
Hopefully, I win a box.
So pretty much, pretty much.
Are you going to gamble? I don't think I'm going to even gamble at all.
I don't know what's going to happen. Bucks. Juice, yeah. you seem pretty confident about that blowout.
I'm pretty positive it's going to be a blowout, but I'm not going to bet anything.
Okay, yeah, I'm not touching it. Just some boxes, but yeah, it's going to be weird with all the virtual stuff, you know, the week leading up. What do they call that again?
What?
Like the Super Bowl week. I guess it's just
the week before media week.
Media week. Media week's gonna be bizarre, but everything's bizarre these days. So,
oh, for sure,
for sure. Should we pivot over to the NBA?
Yeah, I'm actually watching the Nets. Nets right now, and they're fabulous. Throwback unis. Jeff Green looks like he's 22 years old, dunking from the foul line.
Yeah, he has.
What, like you saw that dunk?
He has some crazy dunks from time to time. It's funny.
I feel like this guy, if I turn on a game, it could be any team. And I feel like he's on that team. Like, he's just everywhere. Yeah. Jeff Green.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is on the bench. I was like, I thought I saw this guy, like, on another team tonight.
He's always on.
It's unbelievable.
He's always on, like, a contender, too. He's just that guy who just happens to be, like, the seventh or eighth man on a contender every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Knicks, been a roller coaster of a season already. They're bad, they're good, they're bad, they're good, they're bad again. What is this Knicks team? Remains to be
seen. They're giving me hope. Yeah, I mean, as long as they're competitive, which they are, that's all I can hope for right now, and the young guys to improve, which so far they all look like they have improved, right?
Yeah.
Knox even looks improved. Mitch. They were showing last night. What's always been his main issue? Staying on the court, right?
Right.
Either fouls or being injured. He hasn't had one game with even five fouls this year. So he's always been on the court, which is huge.
That is that is good.
You're great.
So he's improved a lot. I mean, their defense, it's like one of like the top one or two.
A few games ago, they were like number one in like bunch, like all the main categories,
right?
Yeah,
so I mean, the main thing is, hey, if they sneak into the playoffs this year, how many games are the regular season?
72.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I'm not banking on it that they'll get in, but
hold on.
If it's like kind of like close, sure, I'll be happy. But I think you're going to see now, like going forward, free agents will want to come here.
Oh, for sure. I think unless, I don't know. I don't know what the stigma around Thibodeau is. You know, I don't know if players are like, yeah, you don't want to play for him. Like, he might just be like a young guy's coach at this point. Like, I don't know if vets are going to want to go there. Unless you're different, like a Jimmy Butler, who's like, fuck it, I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
I want to work hard. You brought up a point, though, about, you know, shortened season and if they squeeze it. What's this? Do either of you know about this play-in tournament? Like, they're actually doing that this year, right? For like,
really? I've never heard of
this. Juice, do you know anything about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same rules as the bubble, right? I think we're doing that again this year.
So they are doing that. Okay. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
So what was it again? It was like the...
Eight plays nine.
Okay.
And if eight wins, eight's in. If nine wins, they play again.
Gotcha.
And then, it's pretty much a sudden death at that point. So basically, nine has to win twice to advance and make the playoffs.
So it's like it's like in baseball with the wild card now. You get the play-in game or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So NBA is doing that now. Yeah. So
interesting.
I thought it was like a week-long tournament they wanted to do or some shit. I don't know. Anyway. So yeah. You know, I think they're going to hang around 500 possibly, but then I don't know. They have certain games where they just can't hit any shots, and you know, Thibodeau last night, he goes away from Rivers, who couldn't miss, and it just some games it makes no sense. But
so stupid that really made me mad. They're like, oh my god, he has three fouls. First of all, this is not like your star player where you need him on. Like,
I know.
If he gets a fourth foul, who gives a crap? Like, he's your bench guy. Ride him until this guy misses. Like, that was crazy.
That was nuts.
That was crazy.
That was nuts.
I think he would have scored 20 more points. He was going to hit every single shot. And there was like 5 minutes left in the quarter, and he didn't come back in.
Bro, it was like his...
Until like 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
I think it was even like four or three. But yeah, it was ridiculous. I was like, what is going on here? And the second quarter, it was like his high school mixtape. You've seen he's like legendary for that mixtape. Like, he was legit playing like that. It was insane. He couldn't miss. He didn't miss. And then he didn't make a shot again in the second half. So,
yeah,
that was great.
I think they just got tired out. I mean, it was the last game of the road trip. So, you know, I wish they kind of split. They won the first game, so I thought they'd at least win like another game.
Yeah,
but I the schedule has to be getting easier going forward. I feel like they've played a very tough schedule so far.
They had the toughest in the league, I think, through the first couple of weeks.
Is this every year? I feel like we say this every year.
January, it's always like brutal.
Yeah,
every season.
So Josh, like, tell your boy Dolan, talk to the higher ups, figure it out. This is rigged. A rigged system.
Yeah. Stop the steal. I think what most Knicks fans want at this point, and I feel bad for Elfrid Payton. I feel like Knicks Twitter is pretty brutal on him, and he seems like a nice kid. But, I mean, let's be honest. Like, just start quickly already. Right?
Yeah, he should probably just stay off social media.
It's, you know, I don't know if he's on there, but... Yeah, I think the fans are getting fed up. And, you know, again, he's a nice player, but I don't think in this league you gotta be able to shoot the basketball. He can't shoot. So give Quickly a chance. Start Burks. What else? That's probably it. But, yeah, the Nets, I mean, if they're healthy, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. It's them and the Lakers, right, in the finals. I mean, the Sixers are good. The Clippers are good. But
it's gotta be. I don't see playoffs too. Like, it slows down, becomes more of a half court game where who's stopping Harden, Durant, and Irving? Like,
no, yeah,
routinely on each possession. I mean, and defense, their defense will tighten up too.
Yeah, I think, you know, the defense hasn't been good. And Adam, you know, he predicted that on our big up. NBA preview pod, but yeah, I mean, it. They're pretty much. They're stars. They're just laxing right now. They're chilling. You know, they'll amp it up.
But what if they get Drummond, which is the rumor?
Oh yeah.
What are the Cavaliers doing?
Yeah, what is
why
that?
Would they just buy him out?
They're not that bad.
But like what I'm saying, but even if you want to get rid of him, you can't trade him? You're just gonna buy him out?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I'm not, you know, I didn't look up the capology on it.
But weird. Still, there'd be someone out there who would trade for him and pay him that money, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. He's having a pretty good year as far as, I mean, he's still like a 20-20 guy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he can't really shoot, even though his shooting got a little better, which makes me jealous because I want to see Mitchell Robinson shoot the fucking ball already. And I think he was kind of pissed. Supposedly he deleted a tweet, I guess, last night after the game. Did you guys see this?
No. Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah. Mitch was like kind of advocating like, yo, let me shoot already or some shit, and he deleted it, but I mean, I would like to see it.
I do, but I don't think it would really work out well if he
I know did that. He just seems so goofy. I can just see him throwing up like a big air ball and then Dibs being like, never again.
Tip, let me shoot a rock, Tip. I got range, Tip.
Like, can you imagine that? Just him, like, because he would probably fall in love with it just every time the trip down. Just like,
I know,
I'm cooking, I'm shooting, I don't care.
When he first came in, the hype on him was so much, and now it's like it's almost back down to reality. People know how good he is and what he's capable of, and they probably know his potential. He's not as good as Jared Allen.
Oh, I saw. No. Yeah, I saw Adam.
I love Allen.
I saw Adam tweet about that. It's actually their stats are very similar. It's tough to say. I don't know.
I like Allen better.
I'd probably go Allen just off of, you know, because Mitch seems kind of like a knucklehead. You know what I mean? Like
knucklehead.
Yeah. I'm just worried about him. He's the type of guy who's just like, yo, where's Mitch? We can't find him. It's game time. Like where is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like. Goes through age, sure. Goes through agents like it's nothing. Like it's worrisome.
Yeah, what is that? He has like 6 agents already in 2 years.
And then I saw some other rumor that he's already thinking about leaving the Knicks after the season. I don't know. I don't know where that came from, but
really,
something like that. I don't know. Someone was alluding to that. Some NBA account, but whatever. Yeah, I don't know with the Knicks. Just start quickly. Yeah, that's all I'm asking. That's the only thing. You know, RJ, keep cooking. You know.
RJ cooking.
He's looked really good. All I want to see is improvement from the young guys. That's it. Obi, you know, I want to see Obi play more minutes, see what he can do. But, yeah, otherwise, you know, it's probably going to be Nets Lakers in the finals. And that'll be fun to watch. Go Lakers.
Which would be awesome. That'd be great.
Go Lakers, you know.
They get Drummond, I might jump off my balcony.
It's probably gonna happen.
That better not happen though. Like that just makes zero sense to me.
Not fair. The real question is though, who's trading for Bradley Beal?
The Lakers. How about that?
Whoa.
How?
No, I don't know, because the Nets are getting Drummond, so let's make it fair. Let's have the Lakers get Beal.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Why do we have
so many NBA teams? Let's just cut it down to 8 teams then. Fuck it.
Nah, maybe the Celtics, maybe? Or no?
Well, I think Stephen A. Smith was saying Clippers?
Clippers?
I thought he said something about the Clippers, that he should go there.
Who would they give up?
I know. I don't know. You know? I mean, the Sixers probably have a good deal.
If I was the owner of the Wizards, I would go the other way with it. I would sit Beal down and say, listen, we're going to give you $250 million. We're going to make you the highest player.
Wait, doesn't he have a crazy contract?
I don't, not that crazy, but I would go the other way. I would be like, you know, we appreciate you. We love you. You're obviously the man. We need to work on our end to build around you. We're going to make you the highest paid player in the NBA. I would just do it. Fuck it. Why? What are you going to get back that is going to be equal value for Bradley Beal? They're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
They're going to get a bunch of picks that they're going to strike out on anyways. and they're gonna be terrible. They're gonna be awful.
What if the Sixers did Harris, Thibault, Maxi, and 3 firsts? That's not a good deal.
But still, think about it. Those guys are unproven and young, and then you're getting 3 picks where you don't know where you're picking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't know who the players are.
Well, Beal, he averaged 30 a game last year and didn't make the All-Star team. So, he's amazing. He's just not talked about enough, probably because the Wizards aren't good. He's definitely a top 20 player, right? Top 15, maybe? Is that pushing it?
Instead of selling on him, why don't they build around him? I don't know.
Yeah, Westbrook, he's almost averaging a triple-double, but he cannot shoot. I mean, he's an awful shooter. And he's like...
He's done.
And he's injured done, a lot. Man. Yeah, it's just... He's not the type of player that's going to age well.
No.
But, that trade was good for them because they got off of Wall's contract, and Wall's the same thing as Westbrook. I think Westbrook has one less year.
Yeah.
So, it's fine. I mean, I don't know.
Both of those guys are... They're washed. Pretty quickly morphing into Steve Francis.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is not great. Not good. No, I see Beal going either Sixers, Clippers, or Heat. You know, the Heat fans are just dying for another star. Like, dying.
Yeah. You know what I'm loving right now, though? That has to do with the Knicks as well.
What's that?
The Mavericks look like crap.
Yeah.
And they're getting smacked again tonight.
So
this is good.
Yeah. So this is like Mavericks watch, because we have their pick and
unprotected,
and they're not in the playoffs, right? And in flattened odds, man, we can get a top 4 pick.
Yeah. You get 2 of them.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
2 lotto picks.
Pretty good. Yeah, I mean, Kristaps, has he even played?
He's playing now, but he's just not shooting well.
This is what he is.
You know him. He's gonna have a few good games in a row, and then he's gonna suck for a little bit, and then it's gonna come out that he's injured, and it's the same thing every year. It's only gonna get worse.
20 points, 8 rebounds, a block,
inefficient couple shooting. Threes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, Harden. Oh. Overtime.
Oh man, Tone, your thing must be like 5 minutes.
Oh, it's way delayed. Yeah, I'm watching. I'm watching on the Fox Sports Go app. Way behind. Yeah.
Yeah, this game is good though.
Yeah.
The Toronto Blue Jays are finalizing a trade to acquire starter Steven Matz from the New York Mets for 3 prospects.
Oh, wow. The Long Island kid leaving the island finally.
End of an era.
Steve Cohen getting rid of money. He's got no money now.
Yeah, so wait. How is he involved with that? With this whole GameStop thing again?
His, protege opened up. Pretty much it's like he's like the umbrella. And they opened up, another hedge fund under his one. It's kind of like, he's like the cover for it. And this hedge fund, I guess, is like $72 billion. Is lost from this trade or something, this bad trade, so he has to bail him out.
Will it be on Billions?
I'm sure Billions is gonna really incorporate this next season.
I saw Kopelman, sure. I think, already tweeting about it.
You have to.
Yeah.
They used to bring up crypto a little bit. Now they're definitely gonna be talking about this. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So a bunch of hedge fund douchebags are about to lose millions, billion, how bad is it?
Billions. they're pretty much doubling down on and tripling down that they can eventually wait out, these retail, they so-called retail investors. But
okay,
I don't know, man. I think they're kind of underestimating everything.
It's
changing. It's now you have Portnoy. He's always been talking about it, but now he's really, really involved. And so now you have all those people who follow Barstool are involved. There's a lot going on right now.
And supposedly the Reddit, the chat group and the Reddit group got shut down already.
Well, it went
something
private,
like that, right?
But then they opened up a new one and their Discord got banned.
That's what, Discord, yes. Yeah.
But those things, they realized it's just going to pop up everywhere. You can't there's all types of apps and different. They have ways to communicate.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, these guys are clearly smart. How are they, like, teenagers, 20s, 30s? Like,
I think they're it's a whole mixture. I think it's a bunch of millennials, people our age. There's college kids in their 20s, and people don't realize there's a lot of, like, these kids could have probably been hedge fund managers, but they just didn't. They're doing something different, but they're smart. They know how to research and find out what stocks to hit. Like, they're not. That's what I think. I think these Wall Street guys, they're so cocky, thinking, oh, they can never figure this out. They don't. Well, the information is available for everyone now. You know what I mean? This is not 1970 when they would, you know, do their little tricks behind closed doors. No, this is, everything is, like, you can find out stuff.
It's pretty inspiring stuff. You know, maybe they'll eventually make a movie about it, and I mean, we'll see how it ends. I mean, it's still going, right? I mean, this is still, like,
it is. I mean, it went down.
Okay.
The thing is, and I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who are just have no idea how to, like, how this stuff works and invest and just start throwing. Like, I saw Mia Khalifa tweeting about it. Like,
don't stop. I mean, like, yeah, she was like, you know, hold the line.
If that's not a sell signal, I don't know what is. You better get out and take your profits, because if you're left holding, like, a big bag of that, it'll never come back.
Right.
I mean, GameStop is literally a $5 stock, maybe.
Yeah.
It's at 300 right now. So if you bought at 300 and they decide just to pull the rug out of you, you're never getting that money back.
Yep.
So do not put a lot of money into it.
Well, there's definitely a lot of people getting into it, and
which is good.
It.
I think that's great. Yeah. I think that's great. They'll start learning other stuff and legit investing. But it's definitely mainstream now.
I'm really excited for the Billions episodes. I think they're just giving material for Copeland. This is great.
Yeah, he's loving it.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, there's definitely going to be, like I said, there could be, like, a movie about this, you know, kind of like The Big Short. It's pretty funny. And, you know, of course, Wall Street's going to want another bailout. Hopefully they don't get it.
But the thing is with this,
they do,
like,
we,
you know,
get out the pitchforks.
I'll never count out Wall Street. They'll find ways to... They have the banks and the government. Yeah. What else do you need? They'll figure out a way how to keep it down.
Yeah, of course. They always win somehow, but just for today, it's like a nice win for the good guys.
So, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, one kid, remember that, I think I showed it to you guys yesterday, he turned like 50,000 into 22 million or something. Now it's up to 50 million and he still hasn't sold yet.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, like, I don't even know what to say to that. It's just, like, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And wait. I know you said in the beginning. How is Steve Cohen involved? Like, is there a chance he can lose money?
His protege is, like, under.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, his fund is under that, and I think he's bailing him out. Pretty much.
Of course.
He's like keeping him afloat with money. But who knows? I mean, I think Cohen, a guy like this, he's probably been, like, shorting stocks his whole entire career.
Of course,
you know,
he's axed.
This is how they do it. They destroy companies. They're raiders. You know, they just go after people. So and companies.
Crazy.
But that would just be so Mets now if they're not able to sign anybody for.
Yeah, that would be amazing. If,
only the Mets.
Only the Mets. Yeah, that would be that'd be classic. Anything else, guys? I think we got to it all.
Juice, you gonna watch Your Honor tonight?
Oh wait, did the eighth episode? Did it? I haven't checked. Did it ever air? Like, what's going on? They skip a week?
No, I don't know. I guess they took, like, a break. I don't know for
it's
what.
So weird.
Maybe it's over. That's
no.
It.
There's ten episodes.
It's supposed to be 10.
But it's also weird. Maybe it was just something with filming, because Shameless has had, like, a big break too.
I know. Shameless, it's weird because, you know, we watch Shameless and you go and check and there's, like, this Hall of Shame thing that they do.
Could have been, like, a COVID issue. They had to take a break, but...
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe they're fine-tuning the last episodes. I don't know.
Maybe.
Strange.
I'm just going to binge all of it in one day and I'm going to be caught up.
No, that's good.
Your Honor? That's good. That show is actually, it's good to binge.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed.
It's always a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed. I can't binge it. You know, like Ozark, you can binge. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But one show. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say I got 10 more left in Kingdom, and then I'm all done.
Kingdom. Yeah.
How long is that show? A lot of seasons.
3 seasons, but the second season is 20 episodes.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
But I'm telling you, like, I banged it out quick. It's fucking really good.
And they're hour episodes?
Oh, like 45 minutes probably. Okay.
Gotcha.
So it's like MMA. I think Rob told me about this. I watched a couple episodes, but then I just forgot to watch
it. It's not really as much MMA. I mean, MMA is a part of it, as it is about the characters and their storylines. And there's a lot of drinking and drugs and tons of sex on it. It's great. It's great.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Animal Kingdom as well.
I haven't seen that one.
I think, Tone, you've seen that, right?
I saw like an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one show I'm enjoying very much is Cobra Kai. And you guys both caught up, right?
Yeah. So good.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'm like... few episodes into season 2. They just did Valley Fest. This is in season 2. They show up at Valley Fest. Miyagi-Do has like their cute little 3-person thing, and then Cobra Kai comes in, steals the show.
Ballet dancer.
Yeah. it's so good. So good. Love it.
Why do you think they like Coors Banquet is the beer of the show? It's so random.
Because Johnny Lawrence is like trapped in the 80s. And like, you know, back in the 80s, it wasn't really like a big selection. It was like Coors, Bud, Miller. That's like it. Uh-huh. So Coors Original was like, you know, pretty popular. So like the episode, oh my God, I was like actually crying laughing. The episode where he discovers like the internet.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Tinder.
And he's on the computer, and he's just like on YouTube, and he's like, he can't believe it. He's like blown away. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I
think he Googles like wet T-shirt contest. Yeah.
Exactly. He's just so like 80s. It's like, oh, it's so funny. God, I love that show.
Great.
Yeah.
It does tie back to the movies. I've watched the movies. It's so I guess. Well, I won't spoil it, but it goes back to the movies a lot.
Well, it does. It does even in the first 2 seasons. You know, they do little clips and flashbacks and, you know.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really well written.
Yeah. No, it's just well done. It's just an entertaining show. Like, it's just so entertaining. So, I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's great. Watch Cobra Kai, everybody.
Hey, everybody. All right, guys, I think we got to go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, man.
All right. Take care.
Peace.
Oh, man.
Take it easy.
You're welcome. You're welcome.